Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also already the 10th day of September 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's cooling off. I mean, in the mornings, it's getting down to, well, it was down to 32 the other morning. That damn smoke, man, from that new fire up there by Dunsmuir, well, by Shasta again. I mean, it's coming here, it is sickening. It is disgusting. It's going to kill people. People are going to die prematurely this winter because of this shit, so somebody can, make a handful of mammon, and that's a natural fact. Well, let's see what we got going here. Well, this is something that ain't been covered in a while, because, we've mentioned it a few times, that we know that the atrocities are still going on over in the Middle East, and that the plans are still the same. You know, the Israelis have given the orders to, for conquest of Zion over the Middle East, and, anyway, we're going to start out with U.S. says Assad has approved gas attacks in Idlib, setting stage for a major military conflict. Ooh, I wonder what could it all mean? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. says Assad has approved gas attack in Idlib, setting stage for major military conflict. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Now, last week, man, all last week, we were right on the edge of civil war. I mean, pick a side, the Trumpsters or the international communist under Obama and the Clintons. I mean, pick a side. We have to fight. We have to get out there and pick a side and fight. And, but it's not selling people. So, I mean, when they get down to the final stages of losing control, two times they've done it, and a third time I think they might be going to have to do it again, and a third world war. And we'll talk about how we would deal with that, but let's just look at what's here. At this point, there's not even so much as a feigning of surprise or suspense in the now sadly all too familiar Syria script out of Washington. I mean, this is Zero Hedge. It's just some people have asked, why do they keep even putting it out there? Everybody knows better because they have to play the game. They have to put, you know, there are still, for the stupid people out there, I mean, I got to believe that the voting population, the people who actually go out there and do the stupid thing and acquiesce to this has got to be down around 20% by now. I mean, with the people that learned their lesson through the last little episode here. And I've seen, I mean, more people learn the truth all the time, and so they have to accept it. They hate it. They won't come back here, and well, some have come back here and said, "Man, I sure was fucking stupid." But it's not going to happen every day. So there's still, you know, that acquiescing population that has to have their articles put out to them to try to, you know, say, "Well, this is why we're attacking her, and this is why we're blowing these people up, not because Israel's telling us to do it." The Wall Street Journal has published a bombshell on Sunday evening as Russia and Syria warplanes continue bombing raids over Al-Qaeda-held Idlib. Now, keep that in mind. Al-Qaeda, now they're bad, right? Wait a minute. Al-Qaeda, are they bad or good or good or bad? We don't know anymore. But when they, and I think when they were in, before they became ISIS, when they were in Iraq, they were bad Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was, I mean, wasn't that part of Al-Qaeda that supposedly blew up the World Trade Center? I don't know. None of us knows. This is Orwellian doublespeak on steroids. Al-Qaeda held Idlib, citing unnamed U.S. officials who claim President Bashar al-Assad of Syria has approved the use of chlorine gas in an offensive against the country's last major rebel stronghold. So they're Al-Qaeda, and they're the rebels. You know, the American-backed rebels are Al-Qaeda. But wait a minute. Al-Qaeda, they're terrorists. What's going on here? Oh, I know what it is. Syria is getting close to getting their country back again, to actually being the first one to beat one of these goddamn staged civil wars where they bring in Al-Qaeda mercenaries to pretend that there's an uprising among the people, like in Libya, where the people were doing great and just discovered a whole new oil field and were just, you know, about to start taking their money in African dinars and start really doing well for themselves. And, well, you know, Assad, I mean, it's been a hell of a fight. Had Russia not stepped in, this would have been a done deal. But Russia has its own agenda. I mean, the whole goddamn thing comes up to them and us. And perhaps more alarming is that the report details Trump is undecided over whether new retaliatory strikes could entail expanding the attack to hit Assad allies, Russia and Iran, this time around. A world war? That's right. Unnamed U.S. officials are now claiming to be in possession of intelligence, which they say shows Assad has already given the order in an absolutely unprecedented level of pre-crime telegraphing of events on the battlefield. Boy, that's sure a dummy. I mean, for a guy that's fought actually against the international corporate mafia to this point to hold onto his country, he sure is a dumb son of a bitch, ain't he? And supposedly these officials have even identified the type of chemical weapon to be used, chlorine gas. How would they know these things? The anonymous officials told the WSJ of new U.S. intelligence, in quotation marks, in what appears an eerily familiar repeat of previously how the 2003 invasion of Iraq was sold to the American public. No! No. Namely, anonymous officials. Oh, the anonymous officials, you know, and vague assurances of unseen intelligence. Yellow cake uranium thing. A bite posturing over Idlib is now unfolding at an intensely more rapid pace. That sounds like somebody in Tel Aviv, or Jerusalem, I don't know where the hell their power base is right now, but has given a few orders that the bitch in Washington better get to following. Fears of a massacre have been fueled by new U.S. intelligence indicating Mr. Assad has cleared the way for the military to use chlorine gas in any offensive. U.S. officials said they've beaten them. They've beaten them. They're finishing them off. They don't. I mean, chemical gas is something you use in a desperate situation to try to save yourself. They've got them whipped. Why is it every time they're just about to whip them out of there, And most of them being, Israeli and American advisors. That goddamn, here comes that chlorine gas, and something's got to be done. Because these people in Washington, they love the people of the world. You cannot just do bad things to people, wipe out, commit genocide on a whole race of people, the Iraqis. You can't just commit genocide on people. Daisy cutter bombs, they're nothing like this chlorine gas or anything, or phosphorus. And whoa. It was clear from the latest intelligence if Mr. Assad also had given that. If Mr. Assad also had given the military permission to use sarin gas, the deadly nerve agent, and several times in previous regime attacks on rebel-held areas. Rebel, that's Al-Qaeda. Now, where are they? I wish they could just tell us whether the good guys, depends on what week it is, this week, Al-Qaeda is good, but they're our friends. They're the rebels. They're the friendly rebels who are trying to bring democracy. Yeah, democracy to their people. It is banned under international law. It appears Washington is now saying an American attack on Syria, on Syrian government forces and locations is all but inevitable. So they've already put together this whole bullshit thing. It's inevitable. Because we told you it was inevitable. Because it's Syria. And then it's Lebanon. And then it's Jordan. And then it's Iran. And I think Turkey's figured it out too. You too, Turkey. And it's a world frickin' war. And they need it. The thing is, they can't sell it here anymore. They're all but about 20% of the people in this country that are flat fucking retards are a part of it or have so much vested in it. That they put their property before their country. But this is laughable. All of it's just like, like reading a cartoon. Oh yeah. The Joker, he's going to bring out some terrible gas. Of course he is. And according to the report, President Trump may actually give the order to attack even if there's no claim of a chemical attack per WSJ. Sounds like somebody else is giving the orders. Of course they are. Jared Kushner's been running this country for the last 2 years, and we both all know it, don't we? As directed by Uncle Benjamin Netanyahu. King Netanyahu to you and I. In a recent discussion about Syria, people familiar with the exchange said President Trump threatened to conduct a massive attack against Mr. Assad if he carries out a massacre in Idlib, the northwestern province that has become the last refuge for more than 3 million people and as many as 70,000 opposition fighters. Those are the ones that old John McCain had his arms around. They were Al-Qaeda? I mean, it was Al-Qaeda? Like we thought? Like we told you? Now they're opposition fighters. Freedom fighters is what they are. Trying to bring democracy. That's what they're doing. Fighters that the regime considers to be terrorists. And wasn't that why we went into that sovereign country that was ISIS. Now see, I keep getting them confused because they keep changing their goddamn name. Now didn't Al-Qaeda change its name to ISIS? The fighting was going on in Iraq, and then that moved over to Syria. So isn't this just the same people, the ISIS people? How fucking stupid do they think that the American people are? They don't care. They are desperate people. I tell you, this is the desperation of all desperation that I've seen. The Pentagon is crafting military options, but Mr. Trump hasn't decided what exactly would trigger a military response, or rather the U.S. would target Russian or Iranian military forces aiding Mr. Assad in Syria. You're going to fight a world war. That's why, on the contention that they're going to take these 70,000 Al-Qaeda, who were supposed to be our enemy, who we pay billions, trillions to fight. Now these 70,000 that are left, that are the U.S. Jew proxies, that came in and tried to pretend to take the country over, to usurp the legitimate government of the Syrian people and take over. We'll sacrifice millions. We'll sacrifice the whole goddamn earth to save that Al-Qaeda. The Pentagon is crafting military options for Mr. Trump, hasn't decided what exactly would trigger a military response or whether the U.S. would target Russian or Iranian military forces aiding Mr. Assad. Crucially, this is the first such indication of the possibility that White House and defense officials are mulling over hitting Russian or Iranian military forces in what would be a monumental escalation that would take the world to the brink of World War III. Now, why would they, you know, they can't get us to kill this. There's one faction standing in the way of the New World Order of complete takeover of the international corporate mafia. And that is the armed population of this country that isn't falling for this bullshit, that 75%. Now, you couldn't get them to kill each other, you know, with your little bullshit with, what the hell do they call themselves? Antifa, and then the Bible Trumpers, and join a side, pick a side. We gotta fight. We gotta kill each other. We can't get it done here. We'd like to get it done here because we got other plans for wiping out the Middle East and this, but you know, when this terrible thing happens and the Americans in America declares war there'll be two or three of these big cargo ships come over with nothing in them but those little plastic American flags and we'll all be a waving them. No, we won't. And they know it. What you're going to see here is if World War III does break out, what you're going to see is what we were talking about last week. No, everybody's going to say, fuck you. This is bullshit. This is just another way for you to maintain control and kill off our people. Because we are the 75% and they are the 20% that are going along with this. When they do that draft, you know, when they start inscripting people into the armed forces, and that just by numbers alone, if it was done fair, more of that 75% are going to go get killed than of that 20%. It's just numbers, people. And now that they have the information there in Utah and everybody, they know exactly who the people are that would resist them. And because this country is so big, and man, have they ever told the truth about a number in their whole life? Would you trust a lottery that the goddamn, that these people ran? They will take they will take our best of our best of that 75% that is a threat to them. And you have to go defend our freedom and liberty and the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And you need to go attack Syria. And then you're going to have to attack Lebanon too. And then you're going to, hey, Jordan, you know what? Jordan somebody was blowing up their people and doing terrible things to their people. And they retaliated. Goddamn Jordanians. I knew it. Boom, boom. And then, hey, man, now we're poised. We're poised on two sides and we'll do a two-prong attack straight up through Iran. Oh, what's that at the end? Oh, Turkey. Here we go. So when they go with the bottom line here is the message has to be, you know, if foreign troops come onto our soil, we're going to shoot them, but we're not going to shoot them as your phony fucking army. We're not going to join with your international communist army run out of our military for the United Nations run out of Washington, D.C. You come and try to induct us into it. Boom, you die. Foreign soldier shows up, boom, he dies. This is all we can do, people. They have to know that you're not going to kill us this way. We're going to get killed, no doubt about it, because you have to do something. You have been told, God, there's somebody up there at the top, and I'm telling you, their face is red. It's all puffed up. The goddamn New World Order was supposed to be, this is all supposed to have been done 2 years, 3 years, 5 years ago. The 100th anniversary. Don't you remember that was the plan? That goddamn internet. Now we've turned it over to the Chinese. We've cut off all the information we can. Now you get your asses to work. You get this killing done. Like I said, anybody, enemy soldiers, you show up here in a fucking foreign soldier's outfit, I'm shooting your ass. That's just a given. You show up with them being an American and you're helping, you know, you're their interpreter. You're the one directing the show with these foreign military forces. And we get a hold of your ass. We will have doctors there to see just how long we can torture you before you die. We will take that time and we will put forth that effort. and we will film it for the next son of a bitch that thinks he wants to bring, lead Russia, any kind of foreign troops into our, in our country or around our country. Because, see, we're going to have allies. Right now, I guess you'd be looking at China, your ally, your enemy, because it's hard to fucking tell these days. I mean, you got a president that is just the president. He's here to make America great again, who holds five trademarks in China, which means he is a registered, he has to be a registered communist, or you can't hold trademarks in China. He's just turned over like West Virginia, a chunk of West Virginia to China. They've allowed the Chinese banks in here. And is China going to be our buddy in this? And it's going to be us against, because I heard him calling them Axis powers, Iran, Syria, and Russia, Axis powers. I've heard that somewhere before. So what is the game? How is the game to be played out here? Or is it to be that once we start to fighting, I mean, maybe they're sitting there watching. Are these people, are the people going to step up? Because, you know, with after 9/11, the false flag 9/11, I mean, that was way back before when people maybe even had a small excuse for being retarded and going for that shit, that three buildings, one of them not even hit by a plane, just imploded in on themselves. And people fell for it and went out and volunteered. But what if you're only volunteers, you're getting, I mean, you've only got 20% of the population. I mean, that's going to have anything to do with this. And how many of the communists are going to say, well, we'd rather join with the goddamn, if China steps in, we'd rather join with the Chinese because they're communists and we're communists. I mean, how could this go? It could go a lot of ways. Those guns
let
could be
send the south of the border invasion to go fight them.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a full out. And to take the United States, it would take something like this now, wouldn't it? But they do not they cannot comprehend our resolve. We will blow mountains down on you. We will bring oceans down on you. We will do things that you never thought humanly possible. We're Americans. We will create genetic specific viruses. We will give you everything we got. And we've shown, my dad used to say it all the time, we've whooped the world. We have. And we will whip it again. Because that's what it's gonna take. But once, I mean, people think about this, you know, when they're playing these games here, like with this article right here. We own a nuclear arsenal. Why'd we buy that nuclear arsenal? So that shit, little things like this wouldn't be sucking us. It wasn't supposed to be sucking us dry and killing, and our people getting killed and all these entanglement stuff. It was just going to settle once for all. It's called mutual assured destruction. This shit just ain't going to occur. Russia, you know, like the Western forces, the Eastern forces, okay? And we're going to stay over here. You're going to stay over there. None of us can attack each other. Because if we do, we'll fucking rain nuclear bombs down and destroy the whole fucking earth, and it would really be pointless. Nobody would get anything out of it. So there had to be a new plan. And here we are with our nuclear arsenal. How come nobody's, just standing back and saying, no, there ain't going to be no more wars. The people guilty of trying to start wars, they get a nuke. And we know who's behind all this shit now, don't we? I mean, you just heard Bolton up there talking about, it don't matter, and the fuck it is, they're getting rid of the international court, because somebody had instigated an investigation into the war crimes in Afghanistan and the war crimes in Gaza Strip by the Americans and the Jews. Well, that goddamn court just don't exist no more. Well, that's what they do. Well, they removed our courts. I guess they can remove the international courts, being as they created them. When they served their purpose of Zionist invasion of the Middle East and conquest, they were fine. But now just fuck them. We'll get rid of them. Hey, what they're saying here is this is the mighty empire called the United States, run by that little pisshole over there in the Middle East called Israel. They're calling the shots, and we're the big bad boogeyman that's going to get everybody. Get in a fight with the fucking world and not have your people. See, the thing is, we did win two world wars. But the people weren't stupid, but the people did step. It had to be because the people stepped up and just said, God damn, we're saving our country. We understand we're slaves now, you see. And slaves don't really have a whole lot of fucking incentive on saving massa, do they? Yeah, but, you know, if there's a people shooting at each other, I look out there and I see some of that 20%, you know, those son of a bitch in international communist Zionist Jews that have infiltrated and taken over what used to be the, my people's government. I see some goddamn Russians shooting them or some Iranians. I mean, I just see a hell of a battle. I'm going to sit back there and just watch them kill the hell out of each other. And then when it's done, then the big force of us come down the hill and finish off what's left. It's that fucking simple. And when they come to say, we're come here to draft you into, we're going to start institute a draft. We have to have it to save the nation. Well, it ain't going to work to save the nation because when you try to draft us, we're going to shoot you too. You see, this is in our country we would be defending. This is an occupation that has removed our people's Bill of Rights that has made goddamn slaves out of us. We won't fight as slaves for no son of a bitch. I won't. I don't know about the rest of you, but I sure as hell won't. A third U.S. strike. Let's see, where were we at? Here we were at World War III. That was right. Okay. Rather to hit targets in Russian defense and deliver more punishing blow to Assad's military at the edge of... Okay, last week, the French ambassador, whose country also vowed to strike Syria if what is deemed incredible allegations... I love this. I mean, you think about... We talk about our common law courts and how real laws, everything's based in fact. And I was talking to somebody else earlier about this, you know, but fact. You can't... Like, a fact is fact, won't go away. It just is. But, I mean, that's what it was. That was what, you know, we destroyed a whole country. We committed genocide on the people of Iraq on an unsubstantiated allegation. And they're just, like I've said, they done this, and then they did what they did in 2008 with the derivatives bubble. You know, the international scam, $21 trillion stolen from our people. And they got a fucking way with it. They got away with attacking Iraq. Iraq had done nothing. I mean, if you believed any of the shit, it was, 15 Jordanians and, or 15, Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians that were the hijackers that did the killing, so we, attacked Iraq? Do you see where it's gonna be? Oh, that was because of the allegations of that yellow cake uranium, don't you see? I mean, this has gone beyond bizarre. Anybody that would follow along with this, you're either a part of it or you're so fucking retarded. You need to just be removed from the gene pool. I'm sorry. Edge of the Abyss Council meeting. Syria is once credible chemical allegations emerge. Allegations. We're talking about, this could walk you into a world war where millions and millions of people are killed, but we're talking about a credible allegation. What is a credible allegation? You talk about open subject matter? A credible allegation, huh? Is that like an anonymous phone call from somebody who sounded real sincere? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's what props up the stock market.
Oh, man. Give the man a cigar.
That's what happens when you get control of the schools and have low IQ levels.
Right on both accounts, gentlemen. But the bottom line is they wouldn't be doing this. See, they couldn't get – what we say has to be real. It has to be the facts because we've seen what they just tried to do. And we saw it fall on its fucking face because the people – however, we do it. I mean, the fight we put up to get the information out there, however we did it to the point to where people said, no, we're not picking no fucking side and killing each other. You can give up on that one. And then all of a sudden, like I said, we haven't heard nothing about it. We know that the outrage is, we know that the terror has been gone over there. Israel's been, you know, bombing Syria. They've been killing the Palestinians. We know it's just been going on day after day, just not reported. But this is the new angle. Boom, this just shifted right in your face. Here we go. And we're talking with, he's talking about attacking even if there is no chemical weapons or anything attacking. Why? To protect, the freedom fighters, the opposition fighters, Al-Qaeda, just like the Al-Qaeda that you went to when they went into, Libya. When they went into Libya, remember, we have to put in a no-fly zone. to, you know, so that, because it ain't right for the people that are rising up, you know, to rise up and then just kill them with, from the air, you know, and all this stuff. And it's, we're just a new fly zone that went in with ground troops and fucking used that goddamn Air Force to attack tanks, to attract it to back Al Qaeda, the freedom fighters in Libya, Al Qaeda. This is how blatant and in your face it's gotten, people. I mean, how dumb would anybody have to be to fall for this shit? After you've seen, I guess it all has, maybe a lot of that shit they're spraying on is supposed to be so you can't remember, you know, your memory's just completely blotted out from, I mean, like a year ago. I mean, the time thing sure seems to be shifting around pretty good, but I can still remember well enough to know that Al Qaeda, we spent trillions of dollars fighting Al Qaeda, didn't we? The bad guys, Al Qaeda, now our friends, the freedom fighters. With Russia and Iran now in the West's crosshairs over Idlib, because Idlib, you know, if it falls, if that falls, then Syria has taken their country back. And I heard that they're inviting their people back, the refugees, everybody could come home. All of this shit that they've done in Europe, you know, pumping all these armies of people across, it could all stop. And the plan would be stopped in its tracks. I guarantee you they will not let that happen. Not to mention, they have failed to get us to agree to kill each other. So there's only one other way to get us killed. It's defending the homeland, people. You're going to go out and defend the homeland that has enslaved you and taken away your Bill of Rights and made a fucking peon out of you, a coolie that kill your people on live video often, and you know, just to let you know that do it. Punch pregnant women in the stomach and beat the hell out of little children and autistic people. Boy, that's the flag I want to fight for. All right, here we go. Russia accuses U.S. of white phosphorus attack in Syria. And I thought this was pretty interesting. We're at the bottom of the hour anyway. Got a heck of a noise going there. Wow. Okay. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and take our bottom of the break, and then we'll get into this next article.
I was born in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. Well, I left home for the first time, honey, when I was 4 years old.
I'm a free-born man. Home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Of war, and they won't come here anymore.
use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight glare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, brass will swing. Shining armors piercing ring. Houses run with a powder shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight glare, blood red roan.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Canberra. There's a lot of dying going to fixing to go on. They have to do it. They can't, it's stalled. They cannot fucking pull anything off. But they're on an international scale, boy, they can get that war going. I mean, like I said, I bet that right now there's already two cargo ships full of those little plastic Chinese flags headed this way, because there'll be a false flag to go along with this in the United States to outrage us against those goddamn Muslims who took Alex Jones off the radio. That's what's got to happen here, people. President Trump has continued to threaten Syrian and Russian forces. By the way, this is Russia accuses U.S. of white phosphorus attack in Syria from Zero Hedge. President Trump has continued to threaten Syrian and Russian forces planning to take back the terrorist-controlled stronghold of Idlib in northwestern Syria, potentially bringing the world to the brink of World War III. As we explained yesterday, but what I was going to throw in there, like I said, I mean, what are you talking about here? Yeah, a World War III, man, you're talking about hundreds of millions of people getting killed in a real world war. But this 70,000 of Al-Qaeda that we spent trillions of dollars fighting in Iraq, if that's what it takes to keep the will of the Zion marching forward, you know, to make Zion the center of power for the planet, to put everybody beneath those Jew bastards. Well, then we're gonna give the orders. You're gonna give the orders. But boy, I tell you what, I know when countries go into war, I mean, slave armies don't make good armies. You know, we are badass Americans and we've whooped a lot of ass, but it's always been because we were fought. We were fighting for that Bill of Rights and that, the Constitution, which is a joke. But it was, I mean, that was what was in the hearts of the men, home and hearth. You know, when you're fighting as a free man out there, you know, it's a difference when you have slaves out there fighting. It just ain't quite got the effort, you know. I'm out here trying to preserve my slavery. It's all in the hell I'm doing. Brink of World War III, as we explained yesterday. But Trump's tweets about the potential humanitarian catastrophe. Ooh, that was a big word to come out of his mouth, wasn't it? Or a couple of big words. I wonder how many people you killed in Yemen yesterday, Mr. President. Because they want us to call him Mr. President, that international communist piece of shit. How many innocent women, children, men, women, and children did you kill in Yemen yesterday? Because they had the misfortune of finding a pool of oil underneath their property that your Jew masters want. And I mean Bolton, he's made it pretty clear that the Jews are our masters, okay? Well, they're their masters. We're our masters. We're going to kill all the bastards. Have exposed a guiding principle of the U.S.'s involvement in Syria and, indeed, across the Middle East. A chemical weapons attack isn't a catastrophe if it's carried out by the U.S. Oh, well, no. There's a whole set of different rules. That's why we're getting rid of that international court. Because the international court actually entertained the idea of, well, they've talked about prosecuting Americans and Israelis. A court that actually could prosecute, everybody. I mean, I thought an international court meant an international court. You could prosecute anybody there that committed an international crime. But then again, you got the Bushes, and I mean, this has been going on for a long time. We harbor some of the worst goddamn monsters that have ever existed in the history of this world, in this country. And now we're making it plain and clear. Fuck your internet. It's what I guess this is what Hitler would have said. At the time, fuck your international court. You know, you're gonna what? It's just like these rules of war. You know, the Geneva Convention and all this horse shit. War is killing. It's nasty. It's ugly. How you kill? I mean, pretending it makes a difference is silly. And what Russian officials warn could be a preamble to another U.S. approved false flag attack. U.S. jets on Saturday reportedly dropped white phosphorus on Hajin, a Syrian town in the Deir ez-Zor province. Now, it was when I read this article, because when I, you know, Laura brings up something that might be interesting, she's always, hey, let's check this one out, you know. And I read this and I'm going, oh, bullshit, you know, I don't believe it for one second. Because I know who drops white phosphorus bombs on people. I've seen it. And it was a war crime when they did it. That international court. There's certain people, it's just like the courts here. There's some people just too big to, well, go to even the world court, it appears. When it comes to contact with oxygen, white phosphorus can cause massive fires and burn through little children. I watch it burn through this one kid's leg, man. Goddamn ugly stuff. Because of this, it's banned by the Geneva Convention. What a laugh. For use in combat, Russian officials said they're still waiting for information on casualties. Here's more from RT. Two F-15 jets on Saturday bombed the town of Hajin with white phosphorus incendiary munitions banned under the Geneva Convention, according to the Russian Center for Reconciliation in Syria. Following the strikes, large fires were observed in the area. Lieutenant General Vladimir Savchenko said Sunday, there is still no information on casualties caused by the bombing run he's ordered. The U.S. promptly denied responsibility for the attack, as they should. A Pentagon spokesman denied the allegations of dropping white phosphorus bombs. At this time, we have not received any reports of any use of white phosphorus, Commander Sean Robertson told the media on Sunday. And quote, and this is in dark letters with quotes, and make sure you get this through your head, you morons. None of the military units in the area are even equipped with white phosphorus munitions of any kind. Now, those F-15s, could this be like, you know, that attack on, what was that ship? What was that? Oh, yeah, that Liberty ship where they pretended, where the Jews came out and they pretended that it was Egyptian planes attacking the Liberty. But it was really the Jews and their goddamn jets, American-made jets or whatever jets we were selling around the world. I mean, I guess they were the right kind of jet for the that the Egyptians might have had. But that whole thing was to sink the Liberty, which was an intelligence gathering ship, to the bottom of the sea to get us to go fight them goddamn Egyptians for our Jew masters. Now, you guys don't think that those Jews would take an F-15 and even put American markings on it. Why not? Was somebody over here going to object? I bet Jared Kushner told him it was okay to do it. Loaded up the white phosphorus that we know is in Israel because we've seen them drop it on the Gaza Strip. Seen it burn right through that little kid's leg. And then have them drop that. And you know what else they got over there? They got chlorine and they got sarin gas. Yeah. Now, they wouldn't do that now, would they? I wish we had a survivor of the Liberty, and I'm just like, would they do that? No. This is all made up. They would never do that. Not us. We're Americans. Get out those goddamn, I cannot wait to get my first little plastic Chinese flag, man. They're going to be everywhere, people. Get ready. Islamic State, that's ISIS now. We used to be Al-Qaeda. Now, goddamn it. Again, I'm getting confused here. Can we just throw a handle on somebody? No, not when you're playing from three angles with three card Monty and you're moving the thing around. Well, no, this week they're a friend. Well, it's like the 1984 of the book, you know. They're talking, this week East Asia is our friend, West Asia we're going fighting them. Next week, you know, West Asia is our friend, East Asia is the bad guys and we're getting them. This is Orwellian as it fucking gets.
Who do you think manufactures a white phosphorus? Who do you think manufactures a chlorine gas, for crying out loud?
It came right from the good. It says none of our military units in the area are even equipped with white phosphorus, but I'll bet you I know where it came from, and I bet you I know who paid for it. That son of a bitch, Mark Schumacher, he paid for it. When he went and paid that tax bill, he went and took your money, Mark, and he went over there and they bought all that shit. You're the one. You done it. You need to admit. You need to admit to it.
Every white phosphorus is, you know, a very complicated thing to make. So is chlorine gas. It takes huge technology, and we're the only ones that can do it. You know, I mean,
chlorine gas ain't hard to make. It really ain't. Well, but this phosphorus, white phosphorus, I don't know the chemicals, how that works, but I know chlorine gas, I don't believe that's hard to make at all, from what I understand about it.
I see these trains going down the track during my work, and there's 100 cars full of chlorine gas. I mean, it's being shipped off to, you know, other countries. We manufacture it here.
I got
to
believe that one of those bombs that dropped had right on the front, it had Mark Schumacher, so that make sure you were in on it.
I wouldn't doubt it either.
I guarantee you who's paying for the whole show. Islamic State still controls a pocket of territory in the Deir Ezzor between the Euphrates River and the Iraqi border, and also has outposts across the vast Syrian desert. Meanwhile, the use of any incendiary munitions in populated civilian areas was banned by Protocol 3 of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, which the United States signed the protocol back in 2009. But wait a minute. Israel's our favoritest buddies in the world. And I watched a report even on... It was on mainstream propaganda in this country. I watched that phosphorus burning right through that little boy's leg. I watched it happen. There was no doubt that the phosphorus was dropped there on Gaza. It's just like in this country. As the crimes are being committed on us, what can the hell they do? I mean, if you cannot prosecute them, if there's no one to prosecute, there's probably, you know, they got like a UNDA is what they want. They should make Bolton the UNDA. And then he could decide, well, who gets prosecuted and who doesn't. And this world would run a lot smoother for Zion, now wouldn't it? There is no goddamn law, people. There is no law. There is no world law. There is no goddamn national law. There's not even no local law. There's no law at all. This is a free for fucking all, just like it was planned. This is how they told us this many years ago. We've spoken of it. This is how they bring in the new world order. Order out of chaos. There is so much killing and nobody can understand why. It's just a mad killing frenzy. And but here come up we, if you let us take control and let us be your rulers and your kings, we can stop all the killing. People can start eating again. You're going to live as fucking slaves. Make sure you understand that. We will rule you. It's like in this country, you know. They've really got loose with that term. I hear it almost every day on the mainstream propaganda machine. That ruling class. Did you people know there is a ruling class in this country? There is some, those that rule and those that are ruled. And, well, I'm sorry, that just can't exist under the Bill of Rights. You just can't have it under the Bill of Rights. That's why the Bill of Rights has been removed. And this is why nobody's talking about the Bill of Rights. The people who understand this, that, you know, it should be on our side and should be backing us on our, it should be talking about nothing else. They're the ones that their accumulated wealth depends. I mean, it's like in the movie The Patriot, you know, when his plantation burned down. When this happens, there's nobody gets a guarantee that anything's going to go their way except the super elite that can go to another country and sit back and sip wine and eat caviar as they watch the mayhem unleashed. It's coming to everyone. It's coming to everybody's home. And they know this. If this gets like, it's something that has to happen that they think they can't let happen, that there's got to be a way that we can out chicken shit and swindle and cheat and fraud our way back into power without there having to be this goddamn war where the people get the power back and then we're equal with, there's no ruling class. There wouldn't be no ruling class. And the property of the United States would belong to the people as individuals, not as a collective. And the wealth of the United States would have to be returned because we'd have control of that goddamn nuclear arsenal and they would give it back. If we have to go to this kind of trouble, I'll tell you what, if I live through this, people, if I live long enough and I'm still there and you get to that point to where it's that way, we got this shit squared away and we know where all these son of a bitches are and we know where they've got our wealth stashed, where they took our gold, where they took the wealth of our country. Come get me, man. I'll do one more thing for you. You come get me and give me a microphone just like this one I got here. Don't even have to be an expensive, just cheap son of a bitch like this. And I'll put my finger on the fucking button and I'll tell them one fucking time. You see, because there's a lot of difference between a threat. A threat is just a threat. You push the button and then it becomes reality. It's a bluff for all intents and purposes. Everything is. Even when we're talking about meeting that son of a bitch out there that you know has zero authority over you, that is an enemy combatant there to kill you and take away your Bill of Rights. You know, that pistol's there. That pistol is fucking there. But you got to reach down. You got to grab a hold of that son of a bitch. You got to pull it up out of the holster and cock it, point it right at his fucking nose and pull the fucking trigger. You have to do it. Because otherwise, it's all just bluff and bullshit, and we're beyond that. These people do not need to be pushed back. These people do not need to be brought into line. These people need to be fucking destroyed across the board. And I mean, not just when we're done here in the United States. Like I said, you come get me if I'm still alive. I volunteer for one more assignment. You put me on that fucking button. Give me all the buttons to all of them. Right there, I can launch on any goddamn country I want to. And I'm going to say, New Zealand. Yeah, you have some Rockefellers over there we want. And you also have about $60 trillion worth of our gold. We want that returned by, we'll give you till 7:30 on Thursday. If it's 7:30 on Thursday, that fucking gold ain't sitting here at this port where we assign you with these goddamn international criminals we have demanded you bring here. You're talking to Henry here. We've already played this game. That fucking button's getting pushed, and I will push it. Because that, until we get, I mean, this mutual assured destruction, this arsenal we bought for $5.5 trillion in 1960s and 50s dollars, God almighty, how much money was that? That was sold to us as man, finally you're going to be able to live in peace without fear of, you know, people, all this attack, people attacking each other. But the goddamn Jews, they had control of the bomb from the beginning. Hell, one of them flew, the one that was, I think it was, John talked about it, that it was either Hiroshima or Nagasaki. One of them actually flew, they had one of their Jew representatives in there to go and make sure and launch the bomb, and it was all directed by the goddamn international, just that little pisshole, that little group of people that are fucking tormenting the world. Yeah, John, I think it was John told the story about they were there the whole time, the building, and as we're sending the information to Russia so that we can have a real fucking enemy that could destroy us too. It's for this idea of mutual assured destruction. So nobody does nothing. No, ain't going to be no killing. It's going to be done by law. And that was the whole idea. We're going to have an international court for international disputes. And if it was an international court of common law, man, it would work. It would fucking work. Everybody equal. If the common law was around the world, it would work. Because there is a peaceful means to come to the truth. And if the truth is what we want, we're not here trying to, you know, steal somebody else's resources or build mammon and power. It just all would work so goddamn smooth. And boy, they sold it to us back then, too. Wouldn't it be nice to have a world without war? How sweet would that be? Everybody could just, you know, actually enjoy peace of mind and body. But no, what we're going to have here, man, we still, you know, they're pretending like the nuclear arsenals and none of this shit exists. They'll talk about World War III, and then every once in a while they mention nukes and stuff. But this is why none of this shit was ever going to happen again after Vietnam, remember? Why did Vietnam have to happen? If you're trying to spread international communism, that's truly what you're trying to do. Here's our borders. See our borders? No international communism inside this border. You send one agent in. Oh, there's a Vietnamese agent from Hanoi. Hanoi just became glowing glass because we fucking mean it. We're not playing games here. And you have to mean it or you're never going to get it. Threats aren't going to get you anywhere because a threat is just that. It's a threat. Until you step up and show that I will not only harm you, I will kill you. You're going to leave us alone, we're going to live in peace, or we're going to fucking kill you. Because there's only a handful of you that are causing this misery across the world, and we know who you are. And after this, every one of them has to be destroyed. They just have to be destroyed, or they'll come back and do it again, and everybody goddamn well knows it. It's like I'm trying to sell this shit right here in the United States. You know, for a while they tried to push for laws where they'd have it like over in Canada even. You know, you say something anti-Semitic, you get 5 years in jail. Try that shit here. It ain't going to happen. The internet has already beaten you. I know you've handed control over to the communist Chinese and you think you got it choked down, but everybody understands it happened a long time ago. And it's just spread more and more day by day. Even as you choke this site down, as you choke these broadcasts down, people are still talking to people, and it went far. It went clear around the goddamn world. Everybody understands. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And don't never stop talking to people. And I mean, you've got the information now to where you can hold them in fact. They either have to admit that they just turn their head like a little kid or, you know, and put their hands in their ears and go blah, 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 I'm not going to listen. Or they have to admit it's the goddamn truth, because there it is. It can't be argued. And that is the Word from the Trenches.